Good morning, Dallas Stars hockey fans. This is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. Well, training camp is just about over and no Jason Robertson yet. I was trying to trust Jim Neal a little bit more about how they were going to take care of that. However, I'm wondering if the owner's feeling burned after some bad contracts with Tyler Seguin. Wondering if it's going to turn out to be something. I know Pete DeVore is pissed right now because that was one of the reasons I believe he became our head coach, because he really wanted to work with Jason. He was excited to have that young, talented player to be someone he could mold and work with. Look, I'd love to be a fly on the wall in those negotiation rooms to try to find out what the hell's going on and why is it not the deal not being done yet. I want to know what's going on. I want to know what the arguments are. I want to know what the speed bumps are. I get that there's a salary cap and that we got to be careful with our money, but this guy was the most prolific player we had. Hands down, there's no doubt in my mind. He had a 40-goal season. Him, Pavelski, and Hintz were incredible on a line together. I know that we picked up some good players to help us, but Jason's kind of the nucleus of this team. And I think as fans, we deserve an explanation at this point of why he hasn't been signed. Jim Neal, I'm talking to you personally. I know you probably will never listen to my podcast, but if you've ever stumbled across this one, you owe us an explanation. You know, you somehow got Jake Ottinger to agree to a 3-year deal at a very reasonable price, and I believe he knows what's up and what's going to happen in the future. I don't know if, now Jason, I don't know if your ego's gotten the best of you. I'm talking to Jason Robertson now. Look, you had a phenomenal season. Good for you. You know, you came up the year before, helped us in the playoffs. You are at your first negotiation. And I would hope that you'd have a little bit more humility to understand this is the first of many contracts you're going to have in your NHL career. And I would hope that you would be willing to be a little bit more lenient on your first go around. You definitely deserve to get paid. There's no disrespect there. But this is the very first unrestricted free agent moment you're going to have. You're going to have many more. And as you continue to grow and get better as a player, there's no doubt in my mind that you're going to get the big payday. Can you please cut us a little slack and help us out and get this team going? You didn't even show up to training camp. This is ridiculous. So I'm pleading with all parties involved to sit down and come up with a amicable agreement here. You know, a understandable agreement. Look, there were some really bad decisions made early on. I know Tyler Seguin hasn't been the guy up to our standards. He started out strong and he's had some pretty bad seasons, and we paid him a chunk of money. Well, there's not a whole lot we can do about that right now. But we have all this beautiful young talent coming up, and we need to find a way to keep it and keep it nurtured, because the great teams do. Anyway, this is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute, and Jason Robertson, where are you?